Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Alan Buckley from the Irish Rock and Roll Museum Experience is with us in studio today to tell us about the life and work of the one and only Calvin Harris.
Calvin Harris, yes.
I've never seen you look so uncomfortable.
I have to say,
I'm loving it.
It's competition time on Lunchtime Live today, and our question, which one of the two people sitting in the studio chose this album?
Oh, yeah, you're not a fan.
I love him.
Calvin Harris.
Okay, there's a difference between being not a fan, as in it's not really the sort of thing I listen to, and also a distinct difference between appreciating someone's work, success, and I'm going to say talent as well, because, Andrea, I love a good backstory.
Yeah, go on, right, fill us in.
Because this is 2012, okay, but this is his third album. And his first one is...
Which did you pick, actually?
I made the third, 18 months.
Okay.
18 months. In terms of success, definitely the one that really, really went up there. But the story begins a few years before that with an album called I Created Disco, which you'll have to argue is a bold claim. But this is where I really, really like the story, because in the early 2000s... dance music is in decline.
Yeah, big time.
Yeah, it is. During the 90s, we had the revolution of Mr. Norman Cook, Fatboy Slim, and there was that huge, festival scene. But it was kind of fading a little bit, and who was going to take on the mantle? And the story I love about this is that this young chap from, you know, Dumfries in Scotland, not a hotbed of... electronic music, records his first album on an old Amiga computer, writes, produces, and records all of the tracks himself. I'm tempted to say in his bedroom, but what we're saying is his own studio, which means he did it in his house.
Yeah.
Okay. And with his own equipment. And it really launched him. I mean, I love that kind of story where someone comes from absolutely nowhere, puts in all of the work, doesn't rely on favors, or he doesn't have a famous dad in the music business. This is a guy who's saying, I am going to reinvent this genre of music. I'm going to give it a kick in its backside. And he launches himself. Now, big track from that first album would have been... I Get All the Girls, that one.
Latter stuff I tend to like. But his backstory is very, very similar, but there are similarities to the late Avicii as well. He died at 28. There are similarities in the kind of backstory.
Yeah, no, thankfully.
The self-created kind of.
Calvin is still with us. He's 48 now, I think he is. And the Calvin Harris train shows no sign of slowing down, And he is playing.
He's doing two different gigs, from what I know.
He's doing a very brave thing. No, south side followed by the north side and two separate nights.
Yeah, so he's in Marley Park on the 27th of June.
And Malahide Castle the following
Castle
night.
Malahide Castle the 28th, yeah.
Yeah.
So one of the first times, I'm trying to think, I don't know, was it Marley Park? Is it the first time I saw him? Or maybe I'm mixing that up with David Guetta.
I've never seen him.
I'm really showing all my colours. Yeah, but I would love to see him in Malahide Castle, actually.
Have you ever worn a pink cowboy hat at a festival?
No.
Okay.
It's probably one of those stupid things I had to wear at a hen party or something.
No,
I'm not into that. That's not my vibe at all now. Anyway, I want you to take a little listen.
Let's have a go. Who do we hear singing here? The fabulous Florence. So when you talk about Calvin, what will we talk about? We have to talk about a man who started completely on his own, but is probably best known for collaboration. And the big hits, and there's some absolute monsters on this album.
Well, every pop artist wanted to work with him.
Well, this is it. I'm not correcting you in this case, but I suppose there was also that sense that there was a little bit of nervousness on his part. He didn't quite realise how popular he was himself. So when artists start popping out of the woodwork saying, I'd like to be on your album, he is quite humble about this. In fact, there's a later track featuring a lady who we'll come to, who when he approached her, he said he couldn't make eye contact, and he was very like, he said he couldn't really and then this lady was completely gracious and he couldn't believe it. But so Sweet Nothing, I mean, pure dance heaven, electric picnic festival vibe.
He did Electric Picnic 2 years ago.
Were you there?
Yeah, of course. I was right in the thick of it.
Why did I ask that question?
That was probably the one reason I went to Electric Picnic was for Galvin Harris.
But yeah, so he actually said he would like to work with Florence on this, and she was absolutely delighted too. So, it was it's the second biggest hit from the album.
Tell us about his success.
He is the first British solo artist to get 1 billion streams on Spotify. He has sold in excess of 10 million albums. And in this day and age, I know we have to talk more about streaming than selling in the modern era. You know, back in the day, it was just all about the vinyl. But in terms of commercial success, he is, I would say, the most successful DJ. He was the most successful DJ for 6 years running in the world. Mm. He's a monster.
So now when people slag me for loving Calvin Harris, there's good reason. He's a hugely successful producer, DJ.
So what you're saying, Andrea, is you take safety in numbers.
Yes.
Okay. Well, no, I mean, yes, success is not something that is argued here.
Yeah.
He is massive, and his collaborations, and everyone wants to work with him. We'll be coming back, and apparently for you one day. So look out. Another example is the artist featured here on vocals. It was the fourth single from this album, and another number one. It held off from number one by Wiley's Heatwave for a while, so it patiently waited at number two for a few weeks. But another massive number one, and it's not all about the UK and America. This was number one in our own country as well.
Yeah.
So you know. It's not disrespectful, I think, to talk about summer anthems, is it? I mean, I think it's not reductive, because that's what people hear this song and they think, oh my God, the sun might actually shine. I might get to put on my wellies and go to a festival. I mean, this is that music, is it not?
Are we a dance nation, do you think?
Ooh, we do love.
Because I get a lot of stick now. When I say, like, I love Calvin Harris, and I've seen David Guetta about 3 times. I went to Vegas to see him. Like, I love those kind of big dance DJs.
But is he your favorite
artist? Calvin Harris is.
Yeah.
But people look at me like I'm stone mad when I tell them that.
I hope that's not what I'm currently doing. Yeah. because what I will say is, and we do talk about this quite a bit, the variance in our own musical tastes, is that I will never be down on anyone else's joy in music.
Yeah, you like, don't.
I might not get it or fully understand it, but you know what? The question, are we a dance nation? We love a bop. And we love a festival, and this is festival ready.
I think it goes back to the kind of nightclub era as well, though, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. Be with you tonight, I need your love. There it is, I Need Your Love. And again, another collaboration with a very talented Ellie Goulding.
Yeah, not my favourite now of his stuff at all.
Goodness, controversy reigns here. not your favourite song, not your favourite artist.
No, not like just of all of the work that he's collaborated on. That's
okay. Yeah,
that's a song now I'd go to the loo at a gig at.
The eponymous toilet song. But yeah, Ellie is. As I said, she would not quite what I'd be vibing to either, but I to say that she's part of the big names and who have been drawn to Mr. Harris, absolutely. It's very club, isn't it, this one?
Yeah.
You know, like, there's songs that, you know, shall we say, have almost festival anthem feel. Mm-hmm. But this feels more club. This feels like a harking back, as you were saying, about, you know, that era of the club and that where electronic music moved out of the closet and into the club, as it yeah. were. It wasn't an underground movement anymore. So this maybe a little harking back here.
See, I really enjoy going to the gigs that are the kind of the big outdoor DJ sets.
Yeah.
I love those. And you probably tend to get that maybe a little bit more in America. Like the only other experience...
Like your Coachellas and your...
Yeah, even though I haven't been to Coachella, but like when I think of Calvin Harris at Electric Picnic, or I've been to David Guetta at Marley Park, like that kind of stuff where it's outdoors, and that's very different to other gigs I've been to. There's something... totally different feeling at it. Like.
Oh, no, there definitely is. And, you know, I would have seen like bands like The Prodigy, who we should definitely cover because I think they're coming back as well.
Yeah.
You know, there's something different. As you said, the simple difference between inside and outside. Mm. And look, I mean, we all have been to the festival or the concert where it has lashed rain, and that just changes the vibe. But if you get a little bit of sunshine or dry weather, this is just... And it's ambient, and it fills the air with just joy, I think.
You know? Listening to this 18 months album by Calvin Harris, have you noticed has his sound changed over the years?
It's definitely evolved, yeah. I mean, there's probably something to do with equipment and technology that I probably wouldn't have a depth of understanding in terms of how electronic music has evolved. But certainly... I'm slow to say it, but maybe a little bit of a maturation and a more willingness to accept the influence of the collaborators rather than just his own specific vision. I think he has grown. There is growth.
Now, having listened to his album for the making of here in Lunchtime Live, will you go to see him in Malahide? Because
I mean, I think I might be away that day.
Not convinced.
It's a question of resources, I suppose. And what am I going to spend my hard earned money on? If someone said I have a spare ticket, do you want to go to Calvin Harris? I'm there.
Of course, I'd go to see him, to experience it.
But can we just say as well that actually, as much as we love the festivals and the concerts and all of that, it's a major expense. Have to pick your battles.
You do.
You know?
My Way and Thinking About You are probably two of my favourites, and you played the other two, Feel So Close and Sweet Nothing. Yeah. This is another one of my absolute favourite Calvin Harris tunes.
Yeah, we found love.
With the one and only?
Indeed.
Yeah,
and this is, he had supported her on tour. So this is the woman I was talking about. He was a little bit overawed by a woman with distinct Irish heritage, by the way, Robin Rihanna Fenty, whose family were exiled from the shores of Cork during the Cromwellian conquests of Ireland. And she is a woman of distinct Irish heritage, so we'll have her. Her biggest hit.
Yeah.
It outsold Umbrella, which was... gargantuan, but to say that Calvin Harris is responsible for the biggest hit that an international superstar like Rihanna has had, and was it offered to her first, Andrea?
No.
Leona Lewis was the first person thought of for this song. But the other Irish connection, of course, here is that the video was filmed in Ireland.
I didn't know that.
It was filmed in the north of Ireland, and as Rihanna was prancing about, I'll respect Rihanna, but you were prancing about in a field in Northern Ireland, a rather conservative DUP farmer objected to this sort of thing, and we will not have that sort of thing here. And the actual backstory to that is just gorgeous,
because
there's
no.
something massively Irish about it too. Yeah. It's like, do you know what? She's not wearing very much.
I forgot that.
Now
I
he actually, but I don't mind that. He said she was cavorting topless in a field. Just for the record, she was wearing a star-spangled bikini top. So the woman was not naked.
It was for a music video.
And for God's sake, let the kids dance.
We are leaving you with We Found Love by Calvin Harris, Alan Buckley from the Irish Rock and Roll Museum Experience. Thank you so much for joining us. If there's one gig I want to go to this year, it's this.
She made me do it.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.